bad things, but he's done good things, or he did good things. And God's calling to task on his thinking. Does he not see my ways, verse 4, and count my every step? If I have walked in falsehood, and my feet have hurried after deceit, let God weigh me in honest scales, and he will know that I am blameless. You don't want God to weigh you in honest scales, Job. He's going to learn that. You don't want to be weighed in honest scales, because you will come up lacking. Big time. We don't want to be weighed in honest scales. See, we want to approach God, and we think we've got good stuff stored up, so we get good stuff for it. But then if you really look at it hard, all our good stuff sort of like pales in comparison to the real bad stuff that we don't even think about. It always works that way. We never get enough brownie points to be on the good side of that equation if we work on our works with God. Let God weigh me on a scale, and he'll know that I am blameless. That is a bold boast of any creature. Sounds like Satan to me, and it is. If my steps have turned from the path, if my heart has been led by my eyes, or if my hands have been defiled, then may others eat what I have sown, may my crops be uprooted. Okay? And they were. Okay? If my heart has been enticed by a woman, if I have looked at my neighbor's door, then may my wife grind another man's grain, and may another man sleep with her. Okay? For that would have been shameful, a sin to be judged. It is a fire that burns to destruction. It would have uprooted my harvest. If I have denied justice to my men servants and maid servants, when they have a grievance against me, what will I do when God confronts me? What will I answer when I call to account? Did he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one form us both within our mothers? If I had denied the desires of the poor, or let the eyes of the widow grow weary, if I have kept my bread to myself, not sharing it with the fatherless, but from my youth I reared him as a widow father, and from my birth I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perishing for lack of clothing, or a needy man without garment, and his heart did not bless me for warming him with the fleece from my sheep, if I have raised my hands against the fatherless, knowing that I had influence,